Hey guys, welcome to our channel. My name is Pastor Sam, and I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. It's 2025. Can you believe it? We are here. But in this year, we are expecting more and more from God. In Psalm 115, verse 14, it says, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." So this year, you can expect more glory, more power, more faith. Come on, guys. More anointing, more of God's goodness in your life. Expect miracles. Expect breakthroughs. Expect stubborn areas of your life to shift and change. Not only you, you and your children. The entire family comes along for more and more. He said to Israel in Deuteronomy 7, verse 7, "The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you are more in number than any of the other people. For you are the least of all people." You are the least. And verse 8 says, "But because the Lord loves you." Because he loves us. Many of you ladies in here, men probably said, "I love you," but then they walked away. And they promised you this and they promised you that, but they walked away. But Jesus said, "I would never leave you." I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. But I will be with you to the end. To the end of the age, not only to the end of your life. Because the promise is so good that to be absent from this body is to be present with him in heaven. God loves us. God loves us. The Bible says, what manner of love, what intensity of love the Father has bestowed upon us. But it is in true moments of worship where everything is locked out that you feel that love. True moments of communion. You know, we eat communion and drink communion in just a religious form. But when we come to the Lord's table, it's fellowshipping with him and with each other. But when we eat the bread, that's what he says, "I am the bread of life." I am the bread of life. John 14:6. Can we just put it up? Maybe I'll find it faster. That's where you got to get your Bible, right? John 14:6 says, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to" what? "The Father, except through me." Why did he send Jesus? Because the Father loved us. To take us back to the place of love. True love. Undefiled love. Pure love. Genuine love. Authentic love. Unending love. Because his love is called agape. His love is called what? Agape. It is unconditional. Many of us are in conditional love stories. The world loves you based on how you treat them. People love you based on what? How you treat them. But today, God loves us what? Unconditionally. When Peter denied the Lord,
When Peter denied him, he knew Peter would deny him. Peter said, I'm never going to deny you, Lord. Even if I got to die with you, I'm willing to die with you. But Peter denied him. But while Peter denied him, he was praying for Peter. Even when we don't love him, he loves us. Even when we don't love him, are you understanding? He loves us. My God. And that's when Jesus gave Peter the word. And he said, Peter, the devil had a plan for you. In Luke 22, 31, the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan had asked for you. And many of you sitting in this room, the devil has asked to get you. And the devil thought he had you. But Jesus said, no, you are mine. The devil thought he had you, but the blood prevails. I said, the blood prevails. The enemy schemes and he plots and he targets you. But the blood prevails. You don't think the death angel wanted to kill every firstborn? It was on an assignment to kill every firstborn in Egypt. But the blood was on the post of the Israelites. So he had to pass over. Had they not had the blood, it would have been wiped out. But the blood prevailed. Somebody say, thank God for the blood. Say, thank God for the blood of Jesus. He said, the devil asks for you that he may sift you as wheat. Meaning that he will bring you to nothing. You ever try holding wheat? When you have a whole lot of it, it's nice. You have a lot of flour, but you separate it into dust. It's like nothing. If the wind gets it, it takes it wherever it wants to take it. But Jesus said, the devil asks for you that he may sift you as wheat. But 32 said, but I prayed for you. I prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Many of you went to the brink of giving up and even giving up on your faith in Jesus. But God brought you right back. He brought you right back. When you're about to say, oh God, how can this be? I can't do this anymore. Then all of a sudden, a strength comes to you. Because the Bible says our chief intercessor forever lives to make intercession for us. Forever lives. Jesus is praying for every one of us in this room. He forever lives to make intercession. Meaning he is praying to the Father on your behalf. He forever lives to make intercession. Marakasilo rosikata la labakatoya. Rotine rubashanda rabakusaya. And he gives Peter a commission. He said, Peter, I gave you my love and I prayed for you. I didn't pray for you because you were eloquent. I didn't pray for you because you were going to be a great evangelist, but I prayed for you because I loved you. And I wasn't going to let you go because I've put my love upon you. I put my love upon you. Let me tell you, God has stamped you with his love. You are love today. Amen? You are love. God so loved the world. You know, and what made Jesus so beautiful, I can't even preach my sermon the way I was supposed to preach it. But my God, wherever Jesus went, he was restoring people. He was restoring them. John 3:17 says, God sent not his son into the world to what? Condemn the world. But that the world through him might be what? Saved. When Jesus met Lazarus, He was a crook. He was a robber. I'm Zacchaeus. What did I say? Lazarus. Lazarus is a nice guy. I'm sorry, Lazarus. Brother Lazarus. He's in heaven, you know, so he can hear me. Praise God. But yeah, Zacchaeus was what we would call a slime bag. He was good for nothing. He was a rotten piece of a short man. To be tall and rotten is one thing, but to be short and rotten is another thing. Imagine a short person robbing you all your money. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, he was an outcast. People looked down on him, even though he was rich. But when Jesus met him, he didn't say, "Oh, you crook. Oh, you robber. Oh, you thief." No, he said, "Salvation comes to your house." He didn't name his sin because what? He loved Zacchaeus.
I trust you're enjoying today's sermon and you're being inspired. Would you just go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, maybe even hit the share button. Get this word to someone you know that may need it. And also, would you consider becoming a monthly partner with us at Faith Church? We're looking for people with like-minded and like passion that would help us to push the work of God forward. Consider giving a financial contribution to Faith Church to push the vision forward. Let's get back to the program. God bless you.
The Bible says love what? Covers a multitude of sin. Tell somebody love covers. Tell somebody love covers. Love doesn't expose. No. Love is not an agent of exposing. Love covers a multitude of sin. So he went to Zacchaeus when everyone hated, rejected, looked down upon Zacchaeus. He didn't say, "Oh, Zacchaeus, you short, good-for-nothing man." He said, "No, come down from that tree. Today I'm going to your house. I'm going." You know, we need to get some messed up people and hang out with them. Hello? We need to get, because some of you are messed up too. I know I'm looking at some people that used to thief. Somebody, there's some thieves sitting in this room. Used to be thieves. Some of you robbed your family money. You're robbers. Some of you use out your kids' money. Robber. Not you guys, but like the other people. But Jesus don't look at that. He said, "Though your sins be as crimson or as scarlet, they shall be as what? White as snow. They shall be like wool." Because what? His blood covers. And his covering, it doesn't mean that he puts a sheet over it, but his covering is the elimination cover. The blood eliminates. So even though I try to remind you of a past, it doesn't exist. Because the Bible says God takes our sin and he rolls it in the sea of forgetfulness. What he does with it? What does he do with it? Remember Rahab, the prostitute? When she hung that red scarlet, she came under the blood. They never said, "Go to the house of the harlot." They said, "There is a woman there." Hallelujah. There is a woman that lives on the wall. They could have said easily, "There's a harlot. Everybody knows the harlot." But when she came under the blood, they said, "Go to the house with the woman that lives in the house and get her and her family and bring them to safety." The blood eliminates your past. When you come into covenant with this God, his love eradicates your past. That's why you can worship him freely. Hello? You can worship him freely. You can bow in front of him as holy. You can bow before him as righteous. You can bow before him as the apple of his eyes. What's the name of the apple? It's not Macintosh apple or Golden Delicious or Crisp or whatever it's called. No. You are the beauty of his eyes. When he looks at you, he said, that is my beloved. Come on, somebody. He loves you. Ooh, he loves you. So he did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. What are we saved from? We're saved from sin. We're saved from the devil. And we're saved from the impending wrath that is coming. When you get saved, you are no longer under the wrath of God. You're no longer under the judgment of God. He can't save you and judge you at the same time. So he needs to make up his mind. Or you need to make up your mind. If you want judgment, you can't even get it because you're under the blood. Some many Christians believe that they're going to be judged one. You're not going to be judged because you're under the blood. Your sin. How can you forget your sin and remember your sin at the same time? What, you have data restoration? You understand what I just said? He forgot it. He puts it in what? There's a C that is called forgetfulness. He's not going back there. Amen? So we are saved. Now, saved doesn't mean you're coming to church. Saved means that you will not be judged. You're not going to have the wrath of God. When the mark of the beast will be given, you won't be here because the rapture will take place and you'll go to be with the Lord. So, back to John 3:17. God did not send his son into the world to what? Condemn the world. But that the world through him might be what? Saved. God has made an escape for us. And the way to receive that escape is through Jesus. He is the way. You might be saying, I don't know the way. Jesus said, I am the way. You're saying, I don't know the truth. He says, I am the truth. In me, if you eat me, you will find life. My God, if you come after me, you will find life. And you'll find rest for your weary soul. Many of you, your souls are weary. The burdens you are carrying, it wearies you. You're walking strong, but yet you're weary. It's early in the morning, but you're weary. You're sleeping, but you're not rested. You're weary. Your soul is burning down. It's like you're walking, but you feel like the world is pressing in on you. But Jesus knows you. And he says, come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden. Let's find that scripture. Put it up. Come unto me, all you that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. I will give you what? Rest. Not only sleep. God wants you to rest. He wants you to rest. He wants you to rest. He wants you. You can still know what's going on, but he still wants you to rest. Come to me. Come to me. All you who labor, you've been working hard to fix your situation. You've been trying to fix it. You've been working. You've been trying all the solutions in the world. But he said what? All who are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Next verse. Take my yoke. Take. So not only come. He said when you come, take something. Don't just show up and take back your goods. He said, let's make an exchange. Come to me, all who are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. But you take something with you. When you walk out, you take the yoke of the Lord. You leave your burdens with him. You take his joy. You take his peace. You take his love. You take his righteousness. You take the fellowship of God. You take the friendship of God. Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So he's saying, get yoked up or get connected to me. If you're yoked to Jesus, you never carry burdens. Because the moment the burden comes, you just slide it on Jesus. You throw it off on the Lord. Come on, you throw it off on him. Take my yoke upon you and what? Learn of me, for I am what? Oh, wow. Is he rough? He says, I'm gentle and I'm lowly in heart. This is to those who love him and those who surrender to him. You know, God is a war God. He will beat up the wicked. But when it comes to you, he's gentle. He's lowly in heart, meaning humble in heart. And you will find what? What you going to find? What you going to find? Say, Lord, I receive your rest. Come on. Say, I receive your rest. Say, devil, I rebuke you. I resist you, and I take the rest of Jesus. Say, Jesus has rest for me, and I receive it. Say, I'm resting. Say, I'm resting. Come on, make your declaration. I'm resting in the arms of the Lord, in the arms of my Savior, in the arms of my Deliverer, in the arms of my Sustainer, in the arms of my Waymaker. In the arms of truth, in the arms of life, I am resting in Jesus. Give him glory and praise. 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Even if God put a big vision in your heart, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. No matter what big thing God asks you to do, the reason he asks you to do it is because he can do it for you. Amen. Didn't he say, I'll never leave you? So you apply it there. Lord, this thing is so big. I don't know how it's going to happen. But he said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm yoked to you. So we're doing this together. Say, we're in this together. Say, Jesus, we're in this together. He said to the disciples, he says, I'm going away, but I won't leave you comfortless. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, who's going to be in you. He's going to be in you. No, you're seeing me. No, we're saying Jesus. Now, figuratively, he says, you like my presence, but wait till it comes on the inside. He says, you like all that you're seeing, and you like all the miracles, and you like all the power and the manifestation, and you like the love I'm distributing, but wait till it comes on the inside. That is when you're going to have true, true fellowship with me. True fellowship. True friendship. That's when all the storms in your heart is going to get calm, because the Holy Spirit will calm the storms. He said, I'm going to give you the comforter. I'm going to give you the comforter. The comforter. I got to come back over here. That will comfort you. Every situation. He loves you. He has forgiven you. He doesn't condemn you. He will never leave you. But he's always present with you. And he wants you to enjoy his rest. Even though you work for God so hard, you work from a place of resting. We work from a place of resting. You with me? You work from a place of what? Rest.
Welcome back, guys. I trust that you enjoyed today's sermon. and that you are ready to take action. Don't just hear the word, but put the word to practice. Remember to connect with us on all of our social media platforms. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Threads, TikTok. Just come on over there and follow us. And remember to subscribe to this channel so that you'll get your notifications every time we either go live or we upload new content. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for those that are watching right now. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch them and you will encourage them. I pray as they've heard the word, they will take action in Jesus' name and their lives will never be the same. Amen.